look at this year, y'all have just really not played as well at home. Do you have any idea why? And if this is really, if you're the away team this weekend, is that a good thing?
I don't have a reason or I haven't noticed that. So we got to. I think it's just a matter of coming out there and finding a way to win, trying to put everything together. We need to play our best football as a team. We've had, have our defense play well, offense not as well. Offense play well, defense not as well. Something of that sort. We just got to put it all together, both units playing our best football in the way that we know we can and try to put ourselves in a situation to win the game at the end.
You know, I know you don't get to see the Jets play that often, but from what you've seen, what are your impressions of Sanchez in terms of, how he's handled this role of New York quarterback off the field and also, where he's at in terms of his development as a player?
I'm really not in a position to answer that question. We haven't played any really similar opponents this year, so I haven't seen their offense a whole lot, but I'm really more educated on their defenses, having looked at them today and trying to get a good feel for them.
Do you know, have you gotten a chance to meet Sanchez at all in any events or stuff like that? Or?
Sure, I've met him, been around him a number of times and, very nice and good kid and a good football player.
Thanks.
Do you think you guys are over this loss and, looking ahead to the Jets, or is that sting still lingering there?
No, I mean, I think, you have to deal like other losses, and we've lost games, and, we still know where we stand. We know we got a big one ahead of us, and we know we can, the only way to get this bad taste out of our mouths is go out there and play our best football on this Saturday.
Eli, what's the key to consistency? Is it heart? Is it focus? Is it concentration? Is it desire? I mean, what makes a team actually come out and do it?
I think it's I think it's all those things. Everything comes into factors. Guys just being ready, and then it's really it comes down to execution. It's really just guys knowing their assignments, going out there, and I think from an offensive standpoint, in these last weeks, guys have guys are knowing what they're doing. It's not a whole lot of mental mistakes. It's just a matter of executing. Guys, everybody doing their assignment. Playing the play longer than the opponent, and when there's opportunity to make plays, you make them. If there's nothing around, sometimes the defense has a good defense call, and then it's about making good decisions and not putting your team in harm's way.
Does that, at the end of the day, does that bother you more? If you have a receiver who doesn't execute his assignment properly or doesn't know his assignment, doesn't run the fade totally, does that bother you more than a drop?
Yeah, but I think our guys have been good. Our receivers offensively, guys are doing their assignments. Guys, there's not a whole lot of mistakes going on. There's always going to be things you can clean up or, hey, I wish you could have done this. But that's a game of football and you learn from it. But guys, aren't running the wrong routes and things like that. Guys are doing a good job. Now it's just a matter of, everybody doing their part, and that's the great thing about football is that 10 guys can be doing everything perfectly if one guy doesn't, and it's not that he's doing the wrong thing. Maybe hey, he misses a block, or one receiver doesn't run get his right depth on a route, or everything comes into factor. Everything needs to be, everybody's got to be not only doing their job but doing it at a high level to have success.
Eli, you've been around the building, obviously, for many, many years now, and you've played the Jets, I guess, once in a regular season. What's your sense, your feeling, ownership, things like that, about the rivalry with the Jets? I know you share a stadium, obviously, and, the feeling that this victory, besides the playoffs, would also give ownership a lot of satisfaction in beating the Jets.
Well, obviously we've only played them one time in the regular season, so it's hard to say. I think obviously any time you have two teams in the same city, in the same area, in the same stadium, you want to obviously, you know, have success. You want to try to be your best. And if you see them having success, you know, it makes things worse. So, I think this game still is a matter of, it's not so much about the Jets. It's about our season, about what we need to accomplish, what we're trying to do to enhance our season and extend it.
You know, what's it like playing a team where, I mean, the coach, one day after they lose, he comes out and he's already kind of talking up this next matchup, saying, we're better than the Giants. And, I mean, do you almost, when this team talks every week, do you almost start to just assume that they're kind of blowing smoke and just talking and it's totally irrelevant and doesn't even matter?
You know, I don't think we can, you know, I'm not going to pay attention to it. My focus is on getting ready for their defense, getting ready for this game, you know, understanding our game plan, what we need to do to try to win. And, you hear little bits and pieces about it, but I'm not going to go and read the paper and get every quote that Rex Ryan is saying and then to take it to heart. You know, I'm sure some guys will respond to it but it's not going to be me.
What did your receivers do today when they came in? What did they say to you? You know, you had one who had a bad drop, you know, bad play in the end zone. You had some drops. What did they come in and say to you today that made you feel, okay, this week they're not going to leave me out there alone?
I think our receivers, they work hard and they do a great job, and they're committed to their craft and being at a high level. I sat with Akeem today sun got in his eyes and had a freak play. It doesn't happen very often to him. He didn't play real well and that he'll play better next week. And he was around, you know, saw Victor for a second. And so those guys work hard. They expect high things from themselves. And I appreciate the way that they compete and they're out there and they want to do the right things and they're playing great football. So sometimes you don't catch many breaks, and we had some weird plays that get intercepted, and so it's unfortunate, but I think the guys will have the mindset that they can come back and they got that out of their system, and we'll continue to improve and play at a higher level. Say it again. I'm sorry. I think there was two people talking.
Okay, sorry. Eli, after the game, Montrezl Harrell was he came out publicly, was quoted as questioning some guys' effort and desire a little bit. Did you sense any of that? And do you think this team tends to perform when there's a little bit of adversity or in-house turmoil simmering before a big game?
No, I mean, I think... Again, with Antrell's comments, I think obviously we have some guys who are injured. We have guys who are banged up, and guys are trying to do their part to get back on the field and get ready. And if guys can practice, and they're going to practice, and if they can't, they're going to try to rehab and make sure they're ready for game day. And so that's just the situation that some teams and that we're in right now. Just we have a lot of guys banged up, and we're trying to fill spots and keep guys in games. But obviously. We got to make sure guys' heads are all in the right place when we're going to this game and we go into this week. The more guys you have there, practicing and a part of things, obviously the better. These are the circumstances we're in right now. And if guys got to, as long as they're getting mental reps and mentally ready to play each game, then that's got to be the case. But it's about making sure everybody's sticking together, everybody's supporting each other, and we come out and just play a great game this week.
Anything else for you, Al?
Yeah, Eli, Rex came out, someone said before, and said that the Jets are the better team. What's your comment to that? And, I mean, do you think you have the better team in New York?
Well, obviously that will be decided on Saturday. So, looking forward to our opportunity and going out there and playing our best football.
Do you buy into the whole notion, a lot of people talk about owning New York City, that the winner of the game Saturday will, quote-unquote, own the city for the next few years?
You know, again, my focus is on the New York Giants in our season and trying to make sure we're having the best season that we can. And you know, it's an important game for both teams. Both teams should be should be ready to come. A lot of energy, a lot of excitement surrounding it. And I'm looking forward to a great contest.
Yesterday, D'Angelo Hall said that, I guess, from a play-calling standpoint, the Redskins felt like they kind of knew what you guys like to do. Did you get a sense that they had an idea of everything you guys wanted to do, or were you guys telegraphing anything at all? Or
I think you always have to be confident in a game plan. We were felt confident going in what they were going to do. I think a team that you play twice a year, and you've seen them play 13 games already. You always have an idea of what they're going to do, what we're going to do, and so it's just a matter of executing at a higher level.